Blog Talk Radio.
KKNW.com. That's 1150KKNW.com. KKNW. Talk variety that's live and local.
Hi, I'm comedian Darren Streblo, and each Sunday at 7 a.m., it's comedy to get your morning started right. The Darren Streblo Comedy Show features family-friendly comedy, along with those little bits of encouragement that we all need to get through the week. You'll enjoy stand-up comedy, plus I visit one-on-one with comedians to find out just what makes them tick. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, and we've got your dose. Sundays at 7 a.m., it's the Darren Streblo Comedy Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network, and any other way you're listening. For some of you, it's really interesting now, Olivia, what's happening, and Benny, what's happening is because of what KKNW is doing and also what we're doing, we don't even know what some of these networks are that are picking up our hosts. And I just heard of a really odd name outlet, and they're like, hey, we love the podcast. And I'm like, Jessica, what is this place? Is this for real? And here's the thing I love about this. Is it for real? Is your life for real? Does it sometimes seem surreal? I have to tell you, I have been really fascinated by a new kind of level of awareness, and you guys have emailed me on this. We started to do this other show, and the other show is The Psychic and the Doc, and really my exposure to things that I've not really paid a lot of attention to, that George Norrie probably pays a lot of attention to, but the coincidences of life and what we call coincidences of life don't seem to be coincidences anymore. And, you know, that's what we're talking about here today. You know, I have known Maureen St. Germain, I don't even know how long, but it's been a while. And what I love is when you know someone and you know of their work and you watch the evolution of things. You know, in this case, you know, it's so fascinating and wonderful to take a journey with Maureen and just watch what she's doing in the world to help everybody out there. Whether it's MaureenSt.Germain.com, the blog, whether it's YouTube, whether it's her website, or whether it's her latest undertaking, which today we're going to be talking about, and you're going to receive copies of, Beyond the Flower of Life. We're going to talk about what those teachings are, one of my favorite conversations, sacred geometry, but most importantly, the opening of the heart. And why is this message so important? And so here's the thing that I'm interested in for those of you out there when you think about this show and you think about Maureen. This book probably was written months and months ago. But when I opened it and I started to read it, I started to think it is a book for where we are today. And so I don't believe that there really are coincidences. I don't believe there's the coincidence that I pointed out the other day between the work of Dr. George King and the television show series Debris and how similar those images were. And I don't think it's a mistake or a coincidence that this internationally recognized transformational teacher, best-selling author, labeled a modern-day mystic, I don't think it's any mistake that the message that is coming forward now from her is a powerful one and one for our time. This is what I love about what I do. I get to hang out with somebody like Maureen St. Germain. Maureen, it's so great to have you here today.
Thank you. What a delight to be here with you. And as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you and be on your show. Thank you.
Can you believe we're still around?
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I remember when I used to go into Benny's studio. You know, years and years ago. Yeah.
I know. And, you know, I want to talk about this for a minute and start the conversation about Beyond the Flower of Life with you in this way. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was that blood moon. I am not sure if it's planetary alignment, which we now know these planetary alignments are forms of sacred geometry in many, many ways over thousands of years. But I want to ask you this question. This is not a book you wrote yesterday. This is a representation of a lifetime of work, and it just happens to be a book we're talking about today. I made a comment, and I want to ask you about it. The comment is, this, we call it an anniversary edition, but did you think there's any coincidence that you wrote a book like this, you're bringing it forward again in the time and age we live in it now?
No. I was often told by my guides that I was ahead of the curve. And so I self-published this the first time and sold over 10,000 copies.
Yes.
And that's when my publisher, who had published Waking Up in 5D and, you know, the Akashic Records book, said, look, we'll take this on. We want to make it, you know, give it another opportunity to come forward. So we rewrote the whole thing, updated many parts of it, added new information. So it's, you know, your comment about it being very timely is very true. You know, we reworked it about 18 months ago and, you know, went to press, and now here we have it.
So I want to get right to one of the segments in the book, chapters, subchapters. I'm not quite sure what they call them. But when I started to read the book, this is what I got. There is part of the book, and I believe it's at the beginning, where you call it bliss after a blow. Mm-hmm. Bliss after a blow. Now, okay, let's talk about this, because we often think, I want to protect my heart. I need to protect my heart. How do I protect my heart? Can I shut down my heart? But in this book, you really take us on a journey that basically says, why am I not protected from the blow, Maureen? Tell me about that. Let's start there.
All right. So first of all, the term blow to the heart came in with a client reading, you know, 15 or more years ago. And then it came in again and again. And so then I started asking my own, in my own records and in my own meditation, so what does this blow to the heart really mean? And is this a term, a thing? And I was told, yes, it's a term, and yes, it's a thing. And what I was told is the information in the book, which is essentially a blow to the heart is where someone who is close to you, family, friends, someone you are, you know, in a good relationship with, does something that you think they know better. So it could be standing you up for a date. It could be not paying a loan. It could be not protecting you when they coulda, shoulda. It could be a comment that they made, and you feel betrayed. You don't really label it as betrayal, but you feel they let you down. And part of the letdown is because you trusted them that they were like you. You were on the same page. You trusted one another. You worked closely together. And so it never occurred to you that their standard would be lower than yours in this exact moment. And that's why they can get to you, because you have already let them into your heart.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I love about this, and I love that you're calling this revised and an updated edition. For many of the people, they may not be familiar with the original book. I don't know, like 10,000 copies, that's like a lot, probably way more than that. Beyond a Flower of Life, but this is also about much more than that. I want to ask you about the much more than that. I want to ask you about some of the other teachings you've included in the book and what I call the trifecta of teachings, right? So tell me about the underpinnings of the powerful, powerful teachings you're bringing forward now.
Okay. So when I began to work with the Merkaba and take this teaching out for why, I noticed certain themes kept coming up, and I was being given information and knowledge to help those people. So I wanted to share with people what happens after you learn the Merkaba meditation. I later began to realize that this was universal to anyone who does any kind of meditation or spiritual practices. And then the sacred geometry stuff came together, like you talked about in the beginning of coincidences. Yeah. What are the odds of me, number one, being invited by the guy who was the particle beam accelerator operator at the Cornell University particle beam accelerator lab? I mean, you know, what are the odds of that? And or that I had a chance to go in a day early and tour the facility and learn certain things that were germane to what we were learning in actual Merkaba meditation. But, you know, the universe set that up, and I'm like, I'm in it, you know?
I love these coincidences because, you know, I've talked on a couple of shows about a coincidence I had when I was 17, 18 years old, had a mail cart pushing job at Bell Labs. But big deal. Who cares that you did that? But Bell Labs, for the people at Bell Labs, Arno Penzias, right? Big Bang, Arno Penzias, and Wilson. And Penzias happened to be on my mail trip. And I'm 17 and I'm 18. I don't know, like a Big Bang, one end or the other. But can you imagine the coincidence of having bagels with Dr. Arno Penzias every Friday and have him talk about the beginnings of the universe? Why is that important? Because here you and I are. You got to your path a lot quicker than me, but here we are. And we're able to have conversations with people about this, and you're able to bring forth teachings. Let me ask you this. As you revise this book, you have been revising yourself, as I have. I would love to know, when we come back from break, what are the new messages that had to be included in this book, and how are they some of the most powerful indicators of our transformative lives in the next decade? That's Maureen St. Germain. That's this book. When we come back, that and much more. By the way, want to talk to Maureen? Give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, we have got some copies of this fabulous book to give away. There's so much in here, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it all. That's why I was just going to let Maureen talk. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have, I love this, Maureen St. Germain joining us here today. And again, if you've got questions for Maureen, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. For those of you out there, many of you probably have read Beyond the Flower of Life. But what I have in front of me is a revised and updated edition, and we're going to talk about that for a minute. You know, we're going to talk about what it means to look deeper into Merkaba teaching, sacred geometry, opening the heart. You know, these are perhaps what I call the trifecta of transformational initiative. And so when you sit down and you have a conversation with Maureen and you have a conversation about higher self, and included in this book is just, I love like spreadsheet type things, included in this, book are sample signals from the higher self. This and much more. But before we get going, Maureen, how do people find out more about you? And by the way, how did they get their own copy of the book?
They can buy it on Amazon. They can buy it on our website and on booksellers worldwide. I have it. So if you're able to get into the store, they will have it available as well.
I got to get to Merkaba, Sacred Geometry, Opening of the Heart. But I got to get to that and the higher self. And my first question, I'm really so curious about what this journey was like for you to sit down and say, I'm going to make a revision and an update. I just want to know what came through for you to be included in this book that wasn't in the other. I don't know. Is that too broad of a question?
Yeah, no, it's not too broad. It's very interesting. I was inspired to do the revised update because I had already signed a contract for the book that's coming after this one. And I had an insight that maybe we should re-release something that I had put out there under the Inner Traditions title, and my book agent proposed it, and I said, let's put this in first and make that happen, and they did. I will tell you that as an author, I wrote a lot of legal briefs when I worked in the corporate world, and I never had pride of authorship there because, you know, a lot of the work I did, I collaborated with very high-level attorneys. You know, it was a trade association, and there were many players that were involved in the briefs that I would write, and, you know, rewrites were their thing. Okay. But here, when a staff member wanted me to do rewrites, and she is, you know, adding her 2 cents, I remember going, what the heck, you know? But then I thought, well, maybe I need to, you know, change my way of looking at this for a younger generation. So, you know, I adapted. But I had a little tiny bit of resistance at first, and then I went, okay, let's do this. So one of the things that I wanted to change was the higher self protocol into a very concise three-step protocol. And we had done this in our own presentation, but we hadn't had a chance to update the book. So that was really useful. And we can get into that in a little bit. That was one of the things. Another thing that I wanted to do was to reemphasize the black helicopter stuff. And it's still going on, which is so amazing to me. And then I also wanted to update one other really important thing, and that has to do with people learning the Merkaba. And in the original book, we wanted people to take a workshop. And then that whole system was put to bed, and no more teachers were teaching it anymore. But there was still a huge interest in learning it, and guidance was clear that it was appropriate to put the information out there, but not in this, you know, people can learn it through a DVD, so they could have a participatory kind of experience.
Right.
Or live workshops, but that they still needed the support materials that were behind it, and to just say, look, if you want to learn it, here's your tool, and here's all the support materials. Because one of the things that happened is after Drumbel and Melchizedek wrote the two books, the Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life, Book 1 and Book 2, there was never any follow-up on what to do with programming your Merkaba and lots of other things that he mentioned but never elucidated. And because I taught so many classes in so many locations and had such wonderful feedback from people not only in the class but, you know, after they started doing it in their own experiences, that I was able to incorporate what I was getting as downloads from my own guides with their information to create a body of knowledge that would help them maximize that effort.
And isn't this interesting because, you know, in the journey, what we realize is there's a broader universe out there of people that are really hungry for this information. It's a broader universe. And, you know, in the evolution of ourselves and in the evolution of as we move forward, we get this guidance just like you received to say, wait a minute, you know, way back in the day, this was set up for this group of people, but we're discovering, like you, there are no limits when it comes to the teachings of the universe, when it comes to the teachings of sacred geometry, you know, when it comes to the teachings of opening the heart. You know, we are now learning from the youngest of the youngest that, you know, what they've gone through in the past 18 months, you know, they have hearts, they have wounding, they have openings. And I wanted to ask you, I referenced one of the parts in the book where you talk about the signs of a higher power. Now, this is important because sometimes we stop and we say, man, I don't know if there's a higher power out there. I don't know. I'm just like, where are you in my life? And talk about that reference that you had to showing us the signs.
Okay, so when I've always been a mystic, even when I was a child. And in my case, being raised Catholic, we had this beautiful book of the lives of the saints that was called Gilt Edges, you know, and gilt everywhere. And one day my mother put it away because she saw me using it all the time. And I think she thought maybe I would manhandle it or something. And I remember looking for it and, you know, wanting to read some more from the book and not being able to find it. And I remember asking in my thought, where is that book? And I immediately had a picture of where it was in the closet on a high shelf. So I went and got a chair, climbed up and got it. And then I thought, I'm just going to put it back where it belongs. And I am sure my mother thought, if she could find it and put it back, I better leave it alone. She needs it. So, you know, I kind of have that feeling about understanding spiritual knowledge. And in the case of the actual signs, I knew that we could teach ourselves specific signs that would allow us to know with absolute certainty whether our guidance or our intuition was accurate. So as a very logical person, I started asking my guidance for a way to teach this information so that people could have a reliable, practical tool. So the cool thing is, it's a 45-day practice that you have fun with 45 days, and you only ask yes, no questions about stuff you don't care. That is so easy. And you start out with a little meditation where you ask your higher self for signals. And, you know, there are some people who don't get signals, and then we have a workaround. But for most everybody, maybe 95% of the people get signals. And the signals can be anything. It can be a visual, like a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It can be a sensation on one side of your body or the other, or a pit in your stomach for no, and an expansive feeling for yes. But one of the funniest stories was in a class where two women who were sitting across from each other in a big group of like 20 or so people, and one woman got an itchy ear. And she's telling her body, calm down, calm down. And then her toe started to itch. Calm down, calm down. I'm waiting for my higher self signal. And then her whole body started to itch. And so she says in her thought, okay, I'll take the itchy ear. And what she said here is the woman sitting directly across from her had the same experience.
Wow.
So,
I mean, what I love about this is it really is an invitation for people who, and there are people that say, look, that's not me. I haven't, you know, earned the right to get a sign from my higher power. But yet, what we have are really now, what we're seeing is a surge. And I'm just going to reference it as spirituality. You know, we see a surge in people really opening up to something maybe that didn't come from religious origins, but something where they are hanging on to a belief. But yet the idea of a sign is new for them. So that's what I loved about this. That's what I loved about the book. And, you know, it was interesting. We are expanding, and one of the things that came up in our design, Transformation Talk Radio, are you going to change the color? You know, are you going to change the color? And I think they asked Jessica about it, and she said no. Purple is the color of that channel. It's not changing. It doesn't matter what you think about how it looks. It's not changing. And I thought about this, then I read the book. And I thought about this from Jessica, right, who is that generation of people you probably revised this for, and the strength of her conviction around that, around the fact that this channel must stay purple. What do you make of that, Maureen, from based on what you have in the signs and in the book?
I think that she's getting direct downloads whether she recognizes it or not. And that is the benefit of teaching yourself or working with the higher self connection, because then you can validate, is that my higher self telling me to keep it purple? And it's a way to get good confirmation. And the other thing that happens when a person learns this higher self connection is you can use it in everyday life. So you ask about a restaurant and you get told no, and then later you discover they went out of business. Or you ask about, you know, what meal to order, and everybody at the table ordered something else, and you ended up with the best meal. Stuff like that. It's like reassuring, yeah, this is a good thing, and it really, really works.
I love this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to take this journey with you and talk about, you know, what it means to look for the macabre field. What does it mean to look of the field? Because I think a lot of times, Maureen, we go through life and we think that this is not an active participation journey when it comes to our higher power, you know. And I think when I learned that man, I got to be at work, I got to be awake, I got to look. But what does this mean, and how does sacred geometry, which we have been talking about as walking human beings from the minute we could write, crack something in a rock and draw something, what is the relationship between that field, sacred geometry, and guiding you to your pathway? Only Maureen St. Germain could do this. Benny, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give another copy of the book away. We'll be right back.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So thrilled to have Maureen St. Germain here. And as I said before, we have copies of her fabulous book to give out, Beyond the Flower of Life, Advanced Merkaba Teaching, Sacred Geometry, and Opening of the Heart. The cover is beautiful, as always. 1-800-930-2819. Love to give a copy away. I know we've given one away already. Maureen, again, how do people find out about your teachings? How can they stay in touch with you? Because you are active every day teaching pretty much. So how do they do that?
We have a website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. And we also have membership programs. So there's, you know, a small $10 fee to be in our monthly program, and they have access to me every month on a regular basis. I have online trainings that we do. We offer classes that people can sign up for that are live. We also have downloads of programs that they can buy and do on their own time. My books are available on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. And you can reach us at info@MaureenSaintGermain.com or membership@MaureenSaintGermain.com. And we have wonderful blog posts. We always give away a free guided meditation. There's a free meditation out there right now. It's wonderful. And we have a new one every month. So if you sign up for our blog releases, you'll get the blog posts and the ability to get the new meditation.
Wow. And you've been doing this and helping people for as long as I've known you and even before that. I got a question the other day, and we never did get to answer it, and I knew you were coming on the show, and I'm saving it for you.
Okay.
One of the questions that came forward, which you address so beautifully in the book, I mean, honestly, everything about fifth dimensional connection. I mean, you have covered this in this book in terms of privileges. I mean, there it is. One of our listeners asked the question, I have heard people talk about the fifth dimension. And I know that that is not a singing group. I mean, literally, this is the email. And that is not a singing group. But how can I understand not only what it is, but how to be connected? Am I already connected? And Maureen, you have done such a great job in multiple places in the book, including something I didn't know about, privileges. So can you talk to folks today about your understanding about the fifth dimension, but even more importantly, why the call is there for us to really get to the level?
We're at the end of an era, and that means we're finishing up this cycle and moving to the next one. The privilege is that we're on the fast track to moving to that realm. So one of the tools we have is the Akashic Records and the book I wrote on that, and then the book I wrote on waking up in 5D. But that access allows us privileges that we would not normally have because all of heaven, all of creation, wants us to succeed. So we're at the place where we're being given little hints, you know, little shortcuts and ways to achieve a level of mastery that maybe we haven't earned. And one of the things that I felt and received as information early on was that once you activate this shape, this Merkaba shape around the body, you literally have on the equivalent of your 5D costume or your 5D uniform. And that gives you full access to your 5D self, whether you have earned it or not. And that's amazing. It's like, you know, all I have to do is learn the meditation and do it every day, and the answer is yes. And that changes everything, because what it does is it sets in motion a way of being that you may not have thought of for yourself. But the field is so supportive of certain kinds of action that you open your mouth and an ideal thing comes out instead of a not-so-ideal thing. You make a decision, and you lean towards the more ideal solution for you, even if it's counterintuitive. And these things start to happen. That reinforcement then creates more of the same.
I love the way you describe that because, you know, when I went to school down in California in Claremont, you know, one of the leading researchers was embarking on, you know, his journey to introduce the world to flow. Now, here's an idea about flow, where this is now an academic person that is attempting to research this, right? The word flow and what flow means. And the world you and I perhaps live in, it seemed odd to me, but I was drawn to it. I didn't study with him. I was on a different pathway, but I did study with him in a kind of interesting way. And I was so fascinated by what he was trying to say. And he was trying to say pretty much what you just said, but demonstrated in academic empirical research. And he's done a lot of that and has done it. But for me personally, I want it to be as easy as you described and not as many steps and difficult as he was demonstrating. Is there an ease to beyond the power of life? Is there an ease to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Fabulous tool, and I always like to end every show with it, but I'll say it now, and then I'll give you the chance, and I'll say it again. And
I love that.
One of the ways to anchor yourself into 5D with grace and ease is to announce, I'm asking for a day of heaven on earth for me and everyone I come in contact with. And what that does is lets the flow come through you and everyone you interact with. You know, the banker could be in this, you know, intense conversation with the person in front of you, and you come up, and they immediately relax, and they're in this lovely place, and it's like that. So you inspire and create such a loving, honoring, you know, so it honors a sovereignty in everyone. It's this loving, honoring way that moves through you that it triggers an equal response from others.
Okay. And, you know, I want to talk about also, before we talk about black helicopters, I want to talk about the barriers or the challenges to a higher self connection. And, you know, I mean, you heard my opening. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Well, what would you do? And then the question that always comes back to me when people hear that opening, yeah, that's great, Pat, but what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? But what happens if I do fail? And I just thought to myself, is the idea of failing a barrier? Is the idea of defeat a barrier? Or is it something else? Is it a point of growth? So I want to ask you, here we are, conversations with the higher self, information that is so brilliant in guiding us along the way. And then I always ask the very naive question, why the heck aren't we all doing it there, Maureen?
Well, I think you have so much juicy stuff in what you just said. So first of all, I have quoted you in my book, What Would You Do If You Could Not Fail? And I, you know, as Dr. Pat says, because I think that that's one of the most fabulous statements. It's right up there with the Day of Heaven on Earth kind of fabulous statement. And I had a client yesterday who was referring to some previous relationships as her failed relationships. And I said, so why do you have to use that adjective? Could you not use a different adjective that meant you learned something from it? Oh, yeah, I learned a lot from them. And I said, so stop calling them the failed ones. And then I said, so here's my storyline. When you buy a car that is not brand new, do you call it a used car or do you call it a pre-owned car? And then the next slide in my presentation says, so what do you call your husband's previous partner? Do you call her the ex-wife? Do you call her the former wife? Or do you call her the practice wife? And it's meant to evoke laughter, and everybody does just crack up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's common enough to have a second marriage that, you know, why call her the ex? It has a nasty sound to it. And former sounds a little bit sweeter, but when you refer to that person as his precious wife, it's perfect. And
you
got it right with me.
Yeah. You know, I love what we're talking about. You know this, and you've known me a long time. And I went through my first decade of interviewing a lot of people and getting really quite different feedback. I got emails from some of the best-selling authors on the planet that said, you need to change that opening. And I would email them back, and I would say, okay, to what? They said, well, you shouldn't use the word fail. And what my comment back to them was, after I thought about it for a minute, I said, I am a street smart spirituality girl from the Bronx. I don't really understand how to change this because most people need to get what you're saying the first time. Some people will not get it if I change this to, they wanted me to just like some positive thing. I said, that's not me. I think that's probably you.
And you and I have had this conversation before.
Yes.
I think it jumps out at me right away. There's two negatives in there that it did turn it into a positive.
Well, right.
Could not fail.
Exactly.
The two negatives turn it into a positive. And I really like the concept because people think of failing all the time. And people subconsciously fear failing. They fear success and then they fear failing. Or maybe they fear failing first, and then they fear success. You know, what if they find out that I'm stupid? Or what if they find out I don't know everything? Or what if they find out that I might make a mistake? And the answer is, they will. Don't worry about it.
I mean, to be honest with you and me here on this show and as many shows that we've done and as much as you've been out in the world, I find myself in a really interesting place. And really, it leads me to the next thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, I get an email, I'm sure you get a million emails, and over your lifetime, I'm sure you've gotten so many bits of comments, feedback, even what you talked about the revision of the book. And somebody said something to me the other day, and they said, I cannot believe you're doing that show. And I said, like what show? I'm doing the Dr. Pat show. I also have another show called Power Up. thinking about doing a health show called I Hit Radio. No, that show, that psychic show. I said, oh, the one I'm doing with Mark every Thursday is called The Psychic and the Doc. I said, why is that surprising you? Well, you're not a psychic. And I said, I know. Mark is the psychic. I'm the doc. And the hardest part, I mean, this is what, we went back and forth. I finally just said, let me think about what you're saying, because I did not have any more answers, Maureen. Why am I doing that show? I can't give you an answer to the why. I just can't give you an answer to the why. I just knew when I'm talking to Mark about 8 months ago, I said, you know, there was an idea I had a number of years ago, and somebody, I gave it to them, and they started a show like that, but they're not doing it anymore. I said, you know, if you want to do a show, why don't we do a show, Psychic and the Doc? I had not thought about it.
Doc, D-O-T?
D-O-C, Doc, like doctor.
Oh, Doc.
Psychic and the Doc. I'm the Doc. But somehow, there's confusion around, who are you, Pat? And I read your book, and I think to myself, wait a minute, I didn't give that a second thought. That was not my thought. I'm not giving a second thought to how we're evolving as a network. And I want to ask you, how can we help people, Maureen?
Well, number one, the number one question we ask in 3D is why. The number one question we ask in 5D is what?
Exactly.
What is and you know, this is something that I, you know, it just kind of ruminated in my head, and I think I got a big download. But you look at all the six interview questions, who, what, why, when, where, how, and when. All of them give us information so we can go solve the problem. Who ate the cookies? When were they eaten? You know, why are they gone? When we ask what's going on, we're completely open-ended. The ETs jumped in the kitchen and took all the cookies. You know, and I'm making that up, but the idea here is that when we ask, we don't go to the why, because why answers the human need to ruminate and to justify. Why answers the emotional call to, could I have done better? Could they have done better? And when you go to what, you don't care.
Right. Right.
Like you're so present, and that's the thing. When you describe this story, you were so present. You heard the call to do this kind of a show a long time ago. That person dropped out, so here you are having this conversation, and it pops back in, and you go, okay, great, I'll take it up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like you're full of really good ideas, and if you can act on all of them, great. But sometimes all you need to do is throw it out, and someone else will pick up the mantle and take it forward. And there's no attachment. There's no need to control or dictate. And so it's perfect that someone did it for a while, you know, and got that momentum going, but then for whatever reason didn't stay there. So
yeah.
Now, of course, you need to do it. And the nice thing is that person set the stage or did a little bit of groundwork. You watch them grow and evolve, and so you have more advanced ideas than you would have otherwise.
And you know what I love about this? You covered this in your book, Maureen. I know we've got a few minutes left. Maureen St. Germain is joining me here today. You know, we're talking about those things that pop up that would stop us from even addressing the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Or stop us from what you talked about in calling in a higher power and looking for the signs. Sometimes it's fear. And let's just chat about that, because fear has never been an issue for me. Doubt has been my Achilles heel. And they're strange bedfellows. I think they hang out in the same pod. But there are things that will come up in the way where we'll second guess ourselves. And I'd love to really bring this home in this show to talk about the teachings you have and the teachings you do to help us move beyond the stallings in life, you know, beyond even addressing the question, what would you do if you knew you could not fail, not even going there. Help us with this today.
Well, I think your concept of fear is a good one. And I actually written a blog post that's going up June 1st. It has to do with fear. And I have seen a web, a cobweb, around people that is the fear energy. And, you know, we can push the cobwebs away and stay focused. But what happens is that cobweb is connected to a bigger web around the earth. And that web keeps being brought down by evolved souls, and then it kind of gets created again by less evolved souls who are running their own fear. And so sometimes fear gets tapped into this bigger fear, fear of itself, fear of fear, and it feeds the lesser fear, and it causes us to hang up. So I personally find the statement, what would you do if you could not fail, to completely dissolve that fear energy, because it basically challenges the notion that you could fail and challenges the notion that there's a possibility that you would fail. Because I believe that once you know that that possibility exists, but you're choosing another, then you set everything in motion, and that cobweb just clears.
Yeah.
I think it's useful to have that as awareness, because a lot of people haven't given themselves permission to not fail.
And this is really fascinating, too, because I love I love what we're talking about, and I love the cobweb analogy. I just love it. And one of the things, Maureen, that you do take us on a journey with in the book is everybody has their own subjective version of what fail means, right? Everybody does. And even when you're a little child, even if you don't say, I failed at what? I failed at learning how to use the remote on the TV. The way it shows up is I can't do it, right? Can't is a really interesting. Can't to me is like the word why. Can't and why. I love the way you talked about why. That is something that is so perfect. But I want to ask you this question in the last couple of minutes we have left. Your work has always been about helping people move forward, about being in a dimension where the knowledge and the wisdom that comes forward is going to be like breathing. Your work that I know of has been to help us all along that way. And when I think about you, Maureen, I think about how the tools you provide are tools to end struggle. I want to ask you this last question. In this book, in the book you're writing, and in the work you see and what the world needs now, how can you help us end struggle?
Well, the title of my next blog is called The Dentist Syndrome. And when I worked for the dentist, one of the dentists pulled me aside after a board meeting, and she said, Maureen, you got to understand how we think. We are trained to look into a tiny space and see what's wrong. And she said, people do this, not just dentists. Everybody does it, but it's more pronounced with us. And I think that that's a good analogy, that people are accustomed to looking and describing what they don't like instead of looking at that and saying, okay, what do we do like? Just like you said, when people said you need to change this, but when you say to what, they can't come up with anything. So one of the things I like to tell people is if you are thinking this way and you find yourself thinking this way, the way to get out of it is to start a journal and write every single thing that you are afraid of or every single thing you don't like. Give each one its own page and just let it sit aside. And then a day or two later, you may come up with a few more things that you don't like or that you are afraid of. And then put those down. And then in meditation, start asking, okay, I now need the antidotes or the answers. And I'll give you an example. If you're working in a company and you want to be self-employed, one of the concerns you might have is you don't have medical insurance. So I can't be self-employed because I can't get medical insurance. And then the antidote to that is, well, wait a minute. Of course you can. People who are self-employed make enough money, they buy their own life insurance or their own health insurance. And so if you go through it step by step, but you give yourself permission, because what happens is we hold all of our fears here. But when we put them down on paper, they get out of the way. And then if there's anything else hiding or, you know, in the back, those come out. Now we've been cut free from all that drama, and we are now free to be creative and solve it.
Wow. Maureen, there's so much richness in what you teach and what you help people with. And the other part of what I love about this book and about your work is that you communicate with each of us where we are. You know, many of us may not be at the fifth dimension, but we want to know about it. And you've always been that person that connects us with a higher order and a higher learning of things, but acknowledges that we're all on a journey. And this book and your work is so important in the world we live in today. And I want to thank you for everything you do. I want to ask you this last question. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And thank you for joining me today.
My personal message is that you are already in 5D, at least a little bit of the time, when you're in your joy, when you're in happiness, when you're in the park enjoying the flowers. And the way to maximize that is to announce to yourself daily, I'm asking for a day of heaven on earth for me and everyone I come in contact with.
Maureen St. Germain. Maureen, how do people get a copy of your book? Find out about you and find out about your blog?
So you can buy it on Amazon. You can go to my website, MaureenStGermain.com, and you can read my blog, sign up for my blog, and get free downloads every month. These are full-length meditations that are for sale. So what we do is we pull one from the web or we create a new one, and a lot of times we give you the beta version, so you're the first ones to get it. And then you help us by telling us what you like or what works for you, and so help us grow.
Wow. Maureen St. Germain, everybody, and there's lots more to come. And if you start to see what we call sacred geometry, if you start to see things, even when you look at a flower, when you look at a cloud, maybe a blood moon, some of you this morning, but you start to see the edges of things and you ask yourself the question, why? What we've learned today is that's not going to be the question that's going to get you to the insight. And so today for all of you, from me and Maureen St. Germain, this is not just an invitation for a few. This is for all of us. Thanks to Maureen St. Germain.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update. For around the town, starting things off over this time on 405 northbound at 527 interchange. A recent collision of a partially blocked in the toll lane. And for response, the State Patrol have arrived and seen some air taking care of those motorists.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Police say there are multiple casualties after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirmed the shooter is dead. However, he would not say how the shooter died. It took place at a city transportation light rail yard. Davis said many of the victims are city transportation employees. He added that this is a tragic and ongoing investigation. Families of the employees are gathered at a reunification center. Senate leaders are paying tribute to former Senator John Warner, who passed away at the age of 94. Republican Warner represented Virginia for five terms. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called him a consummate pro and noted that Capitol flags had been lowered to half-staff in Warner's honor. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Warner was a trusted mentor and friend to senators on both sides of the aisle. Warner was a veteran of World War II and the Korean War. A judge is upholding Connecticut's mask requirement for children in schools despite opposition from groups who say masks are harmful. Liz Warner reports.
Monday's decision rejects a lawsuit from parents and the Connecticut Freedom Alliance, who had argued that education officials exceeded their authority and violated state law. They claimed that masks can cause infections and breathing problems in kids. The Freedom Alliance plans to appeal this week's ruling in Connecticut's Supreme Court.
Kids returning to team sports is good for the bottom line for Dick's Sporting Goods. The Pennsylvania-based company beat Wall Street expectations in its earnings call today. It reported an earnings per share of $3.79, while analysts were expecting $1.12. The new BTS meal is now available at McDonald's. The fast food giant and the K-pop superstars have collaborated on a new chicken McNugget meal that includes two new dipping sauces, Cajun and sweet chili. McDonald's says the dipping sauces are inspired by recipes from its restaurants in South Korea, where BTS hails from. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym,
avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures around 66, 67 degrees. Tonight, more clouds and a slight chance of light rain showers near the end. Low temperatures dropping down to about 51. For Thursday and for Friday, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures around 56, 57 for Thursday and in the low 60s for Friday. South through the overnight, lows in the low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. So many of you have really been following us over to the Psychic and the Doc show that we do. Mark Anthony and I do this show at 4 o'clock, and we have been talking about a movement. It started with a little-known fact that the world is now paying attention to, and it's this fact that somewhere in one of the COVID relief bills, and you'll have to fact check me on this because I don't have the exact detail, there is a clause in there to release information to the public on what? UFOs, extraterrestrial. Now, why is that? Why was that such an important idea for the previous administration? But when we're thinking about this today, this is not new. This has been a journey that thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years we have been talking about this. All you need to do is tune in to some of these channels that try to explain how the dang pyramids were built. But today, joining me here today is an ambassador. And I want to tell you about GLOW. I want to tell you about what, I'm just going to say it, GLOW Rod's Portal Journey Ambassador began in 1980. She loves what she does. She does. She loves it. There are many, many high excitements of hers, things to be of service to. But these journeys, these interactions, they're fun. They're learning. But they are forward-looking, innovative, and unexplainable sometimes to most people. Today, though, this is the deal. Embrace your true self and your preferred reality and join her on a portal journey. Why? Because connecting with extraterrestrials has been a gazement of many people over thousands of years that we could ever count back for as long as we could document something other than us going on. GLOW, it's great to have you.
Oh, Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I mean, I called you Glow. That's not your full name. but your full name comes with a full story.
Oh, yes.
And it comes with full courage, right?
It
you
does.
Know, when I do an introduction like this, and certainly since I've been doing the show with Mark, right, Mark has, we made a decision that Mark was going to handle all the guests for about the first 3 months, and I was going to handle the next part. But I've been in awe of what I hear and what I'm learning. You live and breathe every day. You're living and breathing this. I want to ask you, tell me, since you being you and discovering you being you, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you, Glow Rod, had to really face, overcome, to get you here to talking on this show today? Let's start with the easy question.
Yeah, I'm so glad you did it.
That's funny.
Well, you know, when I became, when I realized that I was a portal journey individual, when I was traveling around enjoying portals and energies of portals, I'm like, oh, this is the 1980s. Who am I going to tell? Who am I going to share this with? So there were individuals I found through meetup.com and different types of groups, and, you know, I would share my adventures with them. But it wasn't until I actually relocated to this town, which is the center of the magnification portal. And when I arrived in this town, I realized my family is huge. They're very loving. They're honest. They have integrity. And they, too, have challenges as well. So, yeah, it's been an interesting journey. I am appreciative of New Age. And I got together with my huge family, and they're just like, the time is now. Put everything aside. We support you. Let's do it. And so I said, it's time.
You know, here's the thing. When you get that kind of support and you get that kind of what I call mojo momentum, and I want to tell you what I mean a little bit by mojo momentum. I think you know because you laughed already. It's that thing that happens when somebody either pokes you in the right way or guides you in the right way or disciplines you in the right way, like what happened to me as a kid, or supports you in the right way, that automatically gives you the Einstein equation for motivation.
Absolutely.
And then the only thing that gets in your way is you.
You got it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Mm-hmm.
How did you then take the next step? And we're going to talk about, you know, everything you've done. Gloria Rodriguez joining me here today. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about what's upcoming for you, what you're going to share with us. But it's one thing to have the momentum. It's another thing to take the momentum and turn it into movement. What did you do next?
Mm-hmm. Action. Yes. Action is how I communicate with my higher mind, with all that is. Action, taking that first step. So, yes. Quite a few events happened last year that really got me moving. So, yes, last year was a big year for me. Mm-hmm.
It was a big year for a lot of people, mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, you didn't let anything get in your way. You know what I'm trying to say? You mm-hmm. know, you were not really, we're here to talk about your journey, and we're here to talk about Portal Journey Ambassador especially. You know, when I think about anything that has to do with Journey and Ambassador, I'm already like, where are we going? What's the ride about? But then let's talk about the portal part of this, because we're hearing the term portal now more than we've ever heard before. Let me give you a pop culture. Can I give you a pop culture reference?
Please share.
Yeah. Just pop culture. I'm going to give you my pop culture moment. So the deal is you get these new television shows, and you start to think, what is the thinking behind a show like this? My latest addiction to TV
is a show called Debris. It is a fascinating show. It was a little bit boring at first. But now we're talking about metal boxes going through portals, stuff inside of disappearing because of something bigger. This is their language, something bigger operating. What's your experience? Tell us what a portal is and tell us what your journey was like. I don't know, do you remember your first?
I don't remember the first. I do remember now, because now is what counts.
That's right. Now is what counts.
That's right. That's right. So my extraterrestrial family has shared with me that a portal is a gateway, a doorway, an overlap where swirling energy in motion occurs. So it gives an individual with the appropriate energy level to go through and experience whatever that portal energy offers. So my focus as a portal journey ambassador is focused on 8 portals in the western area of the United States. I reside in one of the most powerful portals on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That was a big step.
Yeah. And really one that we do talk about quite a bit, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. And let's talk about this. You know, I've attended many workshops and have gone through conversations with spiritual leaders now for almost 2 decades since I started the show. My spiritual mentor in 1999 and 1998 opened me up to, let's just call it, indigenous spiritual practices, humbled me to my knees. I will tell you, I consider that my first portal, my first step into something that I couldn't describe.
Couldn't describe it.
Didn't have the language we're talking about today. I now know it's way different, right?
Very much so.
Then I go to a 10-day retreat with the one and only Dr. Jean Houston. Now, I'd love to get Jean back on and have her talk to me today about this concept of having a quantum partner. What is she talking about? Well, she's talking about what you're talking about, but you're being so direct. And we don't have time to fool around right now.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We have a landing that's happening very soon. In about a month. Yes.
I want to ask you this question. I want to know what it's like to be you every day.
It's magnificent, fabulous, awesome.
That's what I'm trying to find out, because you got some happy juice going on. And I think, you know, in the world we're living in, we're talking about a lot of negative stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's something that happens when you have a new level of awareness for it, isn't there?
Absolutely. Totally. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that today, too.
Yeah.
But tell me about what it's like for you to have a new level of awareness. Tell me about the shift that it makes in energy for people. Tell me about what it does to New Hope.
I have this courage that I've never had before, and it's supported with unconditional love and inner peace. When I meet individuals, they're just like, oh, my God, I love your energy. Like, what's your phone number? Can I, like, stay in touch? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
I know. We're like twins with that, but there's something that you and I are going to talk about today. We're going to talk about your dedication.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what you call the trust revolution. Amen for that.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about what are we talking about? Why is it in our pop culture now, going back to my friend Dee Wallace, who you're going to need to talk to, why is it that the mom on ET now turns out to be one of the world's leading spiritual mediums, hearing messages that connect you with your next step? What is it about this question? Is it a chicken and egg question? Are there messages that are being trying to be brought forward through whatever methods can be brought forward? And what is Gloria Rodriguez doing as that ambassador, that portal ambassador, to give us the real deal? Stay tuned. That and so much more from my very special guest today. We'll be right back.
consider yourself to be a misfit, rebel, or troublemaker, or a round peg in a square hole that just doesn't seem to fit in? You are not alone. Join me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, on the Body Talk Podcast, where I help the ones who see things differently find what they need to thrive in order to change the world. Tune in live every second and fourth Tuesday at 5 a.m. only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey everybody, I gotta tell you, I am so excited to talk with Gloria Rodriguez today. Glow Rod, we talk about it. She talks about Glow Rod's portal journey ambassador, what it, when that began. Today we're gonna talk about best forward to where we are, because these are conversations that now are important. We have shamed so many people over time. We have literally taken them and punished them. We have put people in institutions, in asylums, for the conversation we're about to have today. And yet what we're finding is there was nothing wrong with those people. And every one of you out there, if you're like me and you spend time with Dr. Jacoby, or maybe you've had your own experience but was too afraid to say, This is a pathway to freedom. Yes, it's a portal. It's a way to connect with extraterrestrials. But there's something freeing inside of you that hopefully will remove the guilt and shame and the silence you've had. And today, that's what we're talking about. There's just so many dang people doing something about this now, including our federal government. So now we're going to talk with Gloria about how did she become an ambassador, and how is it that we are now talking about an extraterrestrial family? In Jean Houston's words, a really another way to say it, a quantum partner. What does that mean? Well, it's somebody out there that's giving you messages. Gloria, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this ambassadorship, and let's talk about what the journey is that you've been called to bring forward in the world.
With pleasure. So in 2020, it was a challenging year for most of us. There was a time where I felt very guilty because I was having the time of my life. I was becoming extremely aware of what was occurring in regards to my energy level increasing. It was upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. Sometimes it went a little too fast, but that's okay. I handled it, okay? So during one of my portal journeys, I was traveling from the magnification portal to the portal of probabilities onto the spirit portal. And it was the most magical experience ever. When I came back, all of a sudden, these things began occurring, dreams, interactions, things of that nature. And as soon as I had the last dream, I went into a state of insistence. What's going on? What's happening? What am I supposed to do? The state of insistence prevents my extraterrestrial family and I to communicate. I need to be in a positive state or neutral state in order to have that link, that synchronicity, all right? And it took me months, Pat. Dr. Pat, yeah. I was like, okay, yeah. Let me just write, everything happens for a positive reason.
Yeah.
My crazy good life is a synchronized orchestration. It took months. And then all of a sudden, they finally did share with me what my dreams meant and what my responsibility is now. They reminded me, they were kind enough to remind me, okay, that I autographed a contract that said I would be of service.
Yeah.
They reminded me of that.
Right.
I played table tennis with that. I did? Ooh, yes, you did. Okay. All right. I was like, all right, I'll be open. And one morning I woke up and I started writing, and you need to write a book. And the book is about the journey that you had with these two portals, and the dreams. Then the next item of responsibility was to create a course. The next responsibility was to begin focusing on two portals. One is the extraterrestrial portal, and the other is the ancestors portal.
Yeah.
And then they gave me this idea. And for me, an idea is a form of abundance. So I kept writing, I am abundant, I am abundant, just because I was like, okay, what is this?
It is a form of abundance. I'm with you on that 1,000,000,000%.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And this idea of group came to mind, and library. And I was just like, okay, I don't know anything about a library. And how do I get a group together? And then the magic started happening, which my life is very magical. And I was hiking one day, and I saw a woman with a particular T-shirt, and I made a wonderful comment. And then this gentleman heard me, and he directed me to this program and watch this video and da-da-da-da, and all the synchronization came into play.
Yep.
And I realized it was time to create a group called Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, and to build a library that will post blogs of peaceful messages.
Yeah.
To begin our journey.
You know, I love that story, because one of the greatest challenges I have, and I think you relate to this, but what I hear you saying is, you know, you followed the signs.
Oh, yes.
You followed the signs. And you trusted in that following, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just wonder how often we are given signs, signs that are more just a flashing sign, but a sign that will help us get to our next indicated thing. And I often wonder how many of these are we getting and ignoring?
Oh, tons.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, let me ask you this question, because one of the great misconceptions I do believe that we have about learning from our extraterrestrial family is the following. It's the same misconception we have about learning from God, or whatever God that is for you, or whatever you pray to, or whatever that is. It could be 1,000,000 deities or whatever you look at. And one of the misconceptions is that you're waiting for the moment of the lightning to strike. But I got to tell you, some days when I sit down in my meditation, I say, what is mine to do today? It's get up and brush your teeth. I'm not kidding. Or it's something like, you don't have any groceries. You need to stop stopping at the burger place. I mean, I will get that. Other days, it's called that producer in Rhode Island because he can help you build a network. And you say to yourself, what? What? That Chris guy in that Rhode Island state, what? But then you do it. Can you talk about this? Because we think that we're only waiting for the big life journey path, but you see that message to call Chris did turn out to be the Transformation Network.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my extraterrestrial family has shared that with me. And it's very simple. If you have a passion, I want to take a walk. I want to play with my cat. I want to read a book. Then do it. Just do it. And it will continue to lead you.
Yeah.
It will continue to lead you. And you have to just trust. You just have to have this gut instinct. You have to know that what I'm doing right now, I love to do, and it's going to take me to the next step. And I don't have to sit here and go, this is what I got to do. I got to make this deadline. You will. I promise you, you will.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're even talking about this. I went through this yesterday, so I need your help explaining this. You ready for it? Because this is a real-life situation.
Okay.
So I get up in the morning very early. I turn on my computer. I'm off and running. Coffee will get made. Maybe I'll get a shake sometime today. If I'm lucky, I'm going to grab a hard-boiled egg out of the fridge. I don't know what time that's going to be. I'll take my vitamins, right? But my day goes, and it can go, and it can go. So here's what I did yesterday. I got done with most of my really heavy duty by 3. Now, I got to tell you, I had a meeting today at 1 and a deadline for months of work that I had not, I don't want to say I hadn't started it, but I hadn't started the final product. I'd been working with the client for months. My choice was this, Gloria, help me. Explain this to the people. Explain this to Linda and Jessica. My choice was trudge through it, Pat. Try to put it together. Right? And I sat down and I assessed the situation. And then I heard, get up, put on your work clothes. It's going to rain tomorrow. Put down those 10 16 by 16 slabs that you need to put down to put the waste can on. Dig that out, flatten it out. And I have to tell you, when you're with people that want details and you don't know how to explain to them how you know how to do this, you will get in a boatload of trouble because you don't know how to say, you know, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I just know at this moment that I'm supposed to dig down to these levels. So when I put the slabs down, it's going to be all good.
It's going to be all good.
It's going to be all good. That is a hard deal if you're somebody like you. And if, you know, people call it intuition. I don't consider that intuition because that renewal moment, I came back into the house at 7 o'clock. I sat down and I put 90% of that project together. And I put it together and connected the dots from 4 different documents from 6 different sections. And I'm not that bright. You know, that happens with a lot of help. Is that how this works sometimes, Gloria?
You follow your passion. You follow what is going to help you right here, right now. And don't worry about the other stuff. If it's not meant to be today, it'll get done. Everybody will understand. Everything happens for a positive reason. So, yes. How did you feel?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I felt really bad that I couldn't explain myself in a way that made sense, right? I couldn't find a way to explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the words to say, you got to trust me. I just know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may not be doing this perfectly, but I can't explain to you how I know that I had to dig down 2 to 3 inches When we come back, I want to talk to you about what happens when you don't know. And I'm giving you a real live everyday situation here. This is not about stopping world hunger, but this ultimately led to what we started to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a pathway to abundance. And yes. If you trust, things will get done. But how did I know, and I didn't know, that I had to go down 2 to 3 inches? What did I find at 2 to 3 inches that we weren't going to go down? When we come back, all of that more. Gloria, how do people find out more about you? Let's get that rolling right now.
All righty. Well, they can find me on a website called connectwithets.com. So that stands for connectwithets.com. The other website is westportals.us.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about inspired actions. And look, I'm talking about something with all of you that may seem kind of benign, but you are struggling sometimes to get through your day these days. And if you could get some insight, if there is a voice telling you to put the pen down or take a breath or go for a walk and trust that when you come back, you will be renewed, man, you got to go for it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top 5 core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. Two examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself 2 questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Schubert. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from the third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of life and manifest the planetary ascension. Our return to Prime Creators. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit InfiniteHealingFromTheStars.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Pat Show. So thrilled to have Gloria Rodriguez joining us here today. Please check it out, connectwithets.com, that's ETS.com, and we're going to give you lots more information. We're going to talk about an upcoming course that's coming, especially now as we talk about what the heck happened in 2020. But I want to get back to this little story, because this is a nuts and bolts practical deal. So we weren't going to dig out this space, probably, I'd say, about an 8-foot space. They had five 16 by 16s across, then another row. They're heavy concrete slabs.
Yeah.
The easy road would have been, let's not dig that deep. Let's just scratch the surface. And I couldn't explain why. I didn't know why. I just got out there and started to shovel. And I kept shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept shoveling. And once I removed the 2 to 3 inches of topsoil, I ran into this interesting clay, sand-like, I don't even want to call it, but dirt. Now, why is that important to know now? Well, if you put 16 by 16 concrete slabs on soft dirt or topsoil, it will run. But if you put it on this ugly, tan-colored, clayish, sandish stuff, it ain't going anywhere. Didn't know I was going to find it. Didn't know if it would work. But as I was doing it, I knew. And I want to talk about that because we have the ability to know. Tell me about 2020 that took you to a new place of knowing. And the reason I gave that example, people are thinking, really, Pat, you're going to talk about concrete slabs? But no, it's not just concrete slabs. This network was built by a series of dot connections, and I don't really take a lot of credit for them. So tell me about 2020.
2020 was an interesting year. I went to one portal, and again, my extraterrestrial family was like, okay, signed a document. You signed this, you autographed this contract. They were kind enough to remind me of that. I'm like, okay. And then I heard the spirit portal call me. And I was like, really? There's a lockdown? Are you sure? And they're like, you're coming to visit me. Watch. I was like, all right, got to trust this. Connected with one person, connected with the other person. What really got me started was I've got to let go of how and just trust that this calling is going to happen. I don't know how. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to insist on it. I'm just going to stay neutral and watch the puzzle come together. And when I was standing in the spirit portal, I was like, is today my birthday or something? I mean, it was gift after gift after gift. And I'm like, I still can't believe I'm here. But it was just, there's a positive reason why I'm getting called. Yeah. And I had no idea that all of this was going to surface from that journey. But I will say to you, it wasn't until I went, I don't know how, I know I will, trust it, go with it, and watch the magic happen. So, yeah. Yes, very much so.
And that really leads me to really talk about, you know, this notion of who these folks are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been the hardest part of anybody's journey. Whether you're a child like me and you're standing in your home and you're screaming that there is somebody in there that you know is in there, but there's no reason and no way they could have gotten in there. You have the only key to get in the house. There's no key for anybody to get out. You scream and the police come and there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And how many children have come into this world in the past 2 decades, which talk about seeing things that parents can't see? How many children are really calling for, you know, the expansion of pop culture, let's just call it pop culture, television, movies, articles, to really talk to the fact that these are reality, that there is a reality going on here, that does, what's the chicken and what's the egg? Do you create a Hollywood movie called Avatar? Do you create a Hollywood movie called E.T. because you're the genius behind it? Or wait a minute, where'd you get the idea from, Spielberg? I don't know. Tell us about how the extraterrestrial family worked. And if you don't mind, a little bit describing yours, if you can share that.
My extraterrestrial family is very honest. They have integrity. They provide me with tools and techniques. They are currently facilitating a program so that I can become a shaman.
And, you know, we need to talk about what that means and what that's like, because that's another level. You know, becoming a shaman, and there's a reason for this. And that reason has to do with ancestral messages now that are being called forward. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take the ancestral journey.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, go to the website, connect with ETs, ETS.com. Go do that. And Gloria, what was the other website, please?
Westportals.us.
Okay. All right. Look, a connection between shamanism.
Yes.
Ancient ancestral learning.
Yes.
Miraculous healing.
Oh, yeah.
The oldest form of energy medicine that you could even think about. Tell us the importance of you taking that pathway beyond inspiration and creating that activation within yourself.
My focus is in regards to the ancestors, knowing that they too had a connection with extraterrestrials, knowing too that they were one with our planet. They knew that. They had that connection. And it's interesting to hear them from time to time go, remember? We're supposed to all be one. Remember? We are all one. Remember? You got to trust. And hearing and understanding that these extraterrestrials are here to help us, to get us through this. And the ancestors, they knew, they trusted. And that's how they built the pyramids. That's how they built Machu Picchu. They followed their instincts and they followed their true self, the powers that they have within them, which a lot of us have been suppressed in remembering and knowing. Now this is all coming up.
Yeah. You know how I know it's coming up? We start to see it everywhere. We start to see shows with William Shatner, roundtable of the world's most renowned science people, right? You know, people, you know, one of the gentlemen, expert language, hieroglyphic messaging, you know, compared every spiritual, every unique culture in the world, and all of them show the same thing. So this is, if you want to go back about 10 years, could hardly find anything.
Oh, yeah.
Hardly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about this energy that made the government release documents.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
It's interesting. A couple years ago, I was at a nonprofit board meeting, and it was when Trump was elected. Now, I have read Donald Trump's books. I have heard him speak in New York. There's a magical story of how I even found out that he wrote a new book with Mr. Kiyosaki. I mean, that was magical in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see how certain women just started crying. They're like, oh, my God, the fear that they had within them that this individual was going to be president. And I remember saying, you know what? I remember when I was a kid watching TV, when I used to watch TV, and I remember this man sitting at, in front of this, you know, audience going, well, I'm going to be the president. I was like, yeah, how do you know?
I lived in New York, and I heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in New York, and I heard it.
Yeah.
And I was like you. Dude, no, you're not.
But in reading his books and focusing on other meetup groups, it was obvious he knows how to get things done, whether we agree or not.
Yeah.
We actually needed him in the United States to stir up this pot that has been this simple way of doing things. And to be that clever, to put this release of UFO, which is now a new, has a new term. The United States government is now calling it UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. So it's no longer UFO.
Right. That's
mm-hmm.
what I wanted you to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To be, and when I think of Mr. Trump, I'm like, he had courage. He figured out a way. He wasn't going to say, no, the buck stops here. So he was part of my inspiration as well. I'm like, look at what he did. Well, let me stick it under this bill. Nobody will notice it. And then it's
right.
Like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Wake up.
You know, nobody was talking about it at the time. Okay, so let's just get on this for a minute. This is not a political conversation. I want to be very clear about it because we can talk quite a bit about the meaning of some of the decisions that were made.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own personal opinion. I'm an optimist. If some people call me Pollyanna Patty. You know, they look at me and say, how can you look at something like that and see the good in it? You know, do you really believe there's good in everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did I love that COVID bill when that came out? No. Did I love that little part that you just talked about? You bet. But tell us about that part in more detail, because it isn't called the release of ETs. It's really very professionally, profoundly named.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's on it, but most people don't know about it. Tell us about how that's a game changer.
It is. It is a game changer. And that was what my extraterrestrial family shared with me. Now is the time. And I kept saying, what do you mean by that? Because I had not heard about this COVID relief bill. It wasn't until I was hiking and I saw this woman's T-shirt, and then this man said, you need to know about this guy. You need to watch this television show. Oh, yeah, and did you hear about this executive order? I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay, and that's what kicked in when the my family, my ET family said, now's the time. And then when someone said, there's an executive order, and I saw the date. I was like, oh, now is the time. Let me get doing some research. I need to get up on this. And that's how I found you.
Yeah, I don't remember the date. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I remembered it vaguely, but I think I was so, like, hooked in my old brain
mm-hmm.
that I just, but everybody's ears perked up. Okay, here's what I want to jump to, because this is the exciting part of talking to you and what you're doing and what you're bringing forward in your show and
mm-hmm.
what you're bringing forward in your world. There's always been the question, Gloria, of what came first, chicken or the egg? That metaphor? And
yes,
that's really been a fascination with me. What came first, conversation about radioactivity and Godzilla? Did that come first? Or was there information underneath that saying the only way you're going to get to the new level of understanding radiation is to put these monsters out there and give it to kids to watch? So that's just my view of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we are. Here it is. Here's the question for you, because you are in a leadership role now.
Yes.
Where are we going to go now with this executive order release? And what courses and what are you providing to help people navigate through this? Because this is like going from zero to now it's going to be everything. I don't even know where to begin with that. Go ahead.
You know it. On June 1st, Tuesday, June 1st, I am going to launch the Executive Trust Revolution. And they can go to my website, connectwithets.com. I'm going to create a blog every single day. And that blog is going to be open to anybody who believes that the extraterrestrials are peaceful, that they are family, that they are intelligent and here to share with us so that we may grow, so that we may prosper, so that we may see the big picture. And that's the deal. And it's free, and it's just for individuals, again, who believe in extraterrestrials,
mm-hmm.
and it's posting a word that...
Yeah, Gloria's going to tell us about what this means to post a word, but it also really taps into, for all of us, some of the questions we had and the conundrum between looking at spirituality and the belief in something about, you know, people or something from another planet. You know, this has always been where we're connecting the dots now. It's really about this platform you're providing. It's going to help answer some questions. You know, for example, you know, I'm a young kid. We're all young kids. I have a story about a young kid that watches the movie E.T. How many years ago was that E.T. movie? My friend Dee Wallace was in it. You got to talk to her. But how old is that dang E.T. movie with Drew Barrymore? What is that, like 30 years old?
Yeah,
and then here we go. Or 30-year-old movie, this is true story. I'm not going to mention names. Child walks in, goes to the spiritual class. Let me just say it that way. I'm not saying which religion it was, because I think this is pretty across the board. And walks into the pastor / priest or whoever was up there and says, I, God, to give me my own E.T. God made E.T., just like God made me.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
How brilliant is that child? But we can't wrap our minds around that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with the guy that came, Arnold Penzias, in the Big Bang. The man who didn't even know what he didn't know. But here it is.
There it is.
But why couldn't there still be this and that, Gloria? Tell me. Why can't there be this and that?
My extraterrestrial family says you need to look at it this way. There's always this and that. You have freedom of choice. You are free to choose. Do you want to continue with your negative state of being? And how's that working out for you? Or would you like to go with your positive state of being and watch the magic happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
You want this and that.
Yeah.
And there's always a way for it to synchronize.
You know,
with a positive reason.
Look, I'm very grateful for you. I'm very grateful for you because I think you are everything that you've said you are, but I think you're going to be more. And I know there are others that are going to be more. I interviewed a gentleman that just wrote the book Contact. And the reason I know there's going to be more is because we are going to have to learn how to integrate now.
Yes.
Information that has been kept secret for centuries. And we can't do that on our own. It is like my friend who works on the project with the Dead Sea Scrolls and said to me, I'm not telling you anything, Pat, because we don't know it all. But we are learning it all. And we're going to have to help other people learn it all. Gloria, thank you for today. What's your personal message? How will you help us all learn it all so that we can integrate it all?
Oh, well, I have portal journeys. One is the extraterrestrial portal. One is the ancestral portal, very popular. I have a book, and it's called Extraterrestrials, Dreams, and an ET Space Station. Mm-hmm. Yes, they showed me that. I got to see it. Yes.
Well, come on, let's think about it for a minute. I know we got to wrap up here, but where the bleep did SpaceX come from? Out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Nowhere. And why are we calling it SpaceX?
Mm-hmm.
Let's save that for our next show, will we?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Elon Musk on here.
There you go.
All right. Gloria, thank you. Personal message, what do you want to leave us with today?
Remember to follow your heart. Your heart will never lie to you. It will always support you. Follow your heart.
I'm going to have to send Jacob the picture of these 10 16 by 16 slabs I laid for this show. That is a for real story. And, by the way, I came back in, and I went through finishing that project, integrating 6 different documents, over 300 different sets of data, and I can't tell you how I did it. And all Linda kept asking me is, how are you doing? Turning us on.